Okay, today's daf is Sukkah daf Lamed Dalet. We are holding on the bottom of daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. We are at the Mishnah on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. The Mishnah on the bottom of Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis is going to talk about Aravos. We have had a Mishnah so far about each of the Dalamin and working our way through. We had Lulav, we had Adasim. So we have this Mishnah about Aravos. The Mishnah is going to describe the various halachos of the Aravos. The Gemara is going to bring two opinions. Why Arve Nachal is plural in the Torah. Why it's Arve Nachal. The Gemara is going to define what Saftzifa is, which is one of the things that we mentioned in the Mishnah, which is not kosher to use as an Arava, and it's going to describe the differences between an Arava and a Tzavtzifa, the difference between the two types of branches. That's going to lead us into a discussion of a list of items whose names have changed after the Churban HaBayis, things that used to be called one thing and are now called something else. And the Mishnah, the top of Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, we're going to discuss the number of each of the minim that you need to take in order to be Yotze. How many Lovim, how many Asrogim, how many Adasim, how many Aravos, and the Gemara is going to tell us that how many Hadasim can be taken. The Gemara is going to show the Drasha where we learn how many Hadasim can be taken and whether they can be Niktam Rosha, meaning do all of the Hadasim need to be at the same level of Kashrus. And then the Mishnah at the end of Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, which discusses Esrog, all the various halachos of an Esrog. So let's see the Mishnah. Arava on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. Arava, Gzula V'Yevesha Psula. If there's a stolen or a dried out Arava, it's possible. Shall Asher v'shal ir hanidachas psula. If you have an arava from an Asherah tree or an arava from an ir hanidachas, it is possible. Niktam rosha nifritzu aleha v'tzavtzafa psula. If the top of the arava is cut off, or its leaves are shed, or it's a tzavtzafa, a different type of branch, which Rashi says is a branch that's ala shala ogul, has round leaves rather than long leaves, so it is pasul. Kemusha vishanashu miktsas aleha vishalbal ksheira. But if the arava is kemusha, it's a little bit withered, or nashu miktsas aleha, some of the leaves have fallen off, but it still has other leaves that are there, vishalbal, or if the arava comes from a field that does not need to be watered because it relies on rainwater, and that's enough to allow the aravos to grow, that is going to be kosher. That is perfectly fine to use for aravos. So Rashi over here is bothered by an obvious question. We've had three Mishnayos that have all told us Gezula and Yevesha are pasul, Shalasher v'Shalan and Dachas are pasul, one about a lulav, one about Adasim, one about Aravos. So Rashi, toward the end, V'haid depalug l'hub masnisin bedalid bavi, the reason the Mishnah splits it up into four different sections, V'tani lulav bapi nafshei, V'hadas bapi nafshei, V'chein arava, V'chein esrog, that it has separate Mishnayos for each of the dalid minim, V'lo ira v'tani lu, and doesn't mix them all together and just say, lulav Adasim Aravos, Esrog, Hayavesh, Gazel, Shalasher, that it's all possible, Mishum Diyesh, Bekol Echad, Masha'in, Bechavero. It's because each one has a halacha that doesn't apply to the other minim. The Lutzine Harbarzel, Shaykh El Belulav. The halacha of Tzine Harbarzel, that's only by a lulav. Tzine Harbarzel is a certain type of palm tree that grows in a certain area that has nothing to do with the other gimel minim. Va'anav Mrubin Me'alav, Lo Shaykh El Bahadas. And the idea of having more berries than leaves is only relevant to a hadas, doesn't apply to anything else. And v'tzavtzva lo shaykh el ba'arava, and tzavtzva is only shaykh to an arava, this type of branch called the tzavtzva. V'arlu truma lo shaykh el ba'esrog, and arla and truma are only shaykh to something that's a fruit, and so it only applies to an esrog, it doesn't apply to anything else. Hilcha chitzrichu arba bavi, that's why we need all four of these mishnayis to divide up the minim separately. From Rashi you see that the ale hahadas don't have a din orla, because Rashi says that the din of orla and truma is only shaykh to an esrog, it's not shaykh to any of the other minim. And that's what the Ritva writes in Avodah Zarah, that you're allowed to be mariach, you're allowed to smell a hadas shel orla, because there's no din of orla knowing on a hadas. But the Rashba's shita, quoted by the Beis Yosef in Yardeya Simon Kuf Ches, is that it's asr to smell a hadas shel orla. Orla is a tree that bears fruit in its first 3 years, is asr bahana. So asr bahana means that you're not allowed to smell the arla either. You're not allowed to smell that. So that the Rashba says, well, it does bear fruit, it has berries sometimes, and therefore it's a fruit tree. Mela, you're not allowed to smell the hadasim that grow on the tree. But Rashi seems to assume that there is no din of arla when it comes to the Hadassim. It's only a din that we're going to have amongst the Dalaminim. It's only going to apply to Esrog and none of the others. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabban, we have a Braisa. Arve Nachal, Hagedelin al Hanachal. Arve Nachal is that which grows by the Nachal. It grows by a brook, by a stream. Dover Acher, Arve Nachal, Sha'ol Shalom Mashuch Kenachal. Another explanation of Arve Nachal is not where it grows, but that its leaves are shaped like a Nachal, that it's a long, narrow leaf. Tanya Idach, we have another brisa that says, Arve Nachal, Ein Li Al Arve Nachal, Shalbal V'Shal Harim Inayin. I would only know that if it grows by a stream, it's okay. How do I know that even Shalbal V'Shal Harim, that even if it grows by rainwater or it grows in a mountainous area, how do I know that's okay as well? Tamalomar, Arve Nachal Mikol Makom. That's the plural of Arve Mikol Makom. Lashon Rabim tells us it doesn't matter where it grows. Abishol Lomar, Abishol says, no, there's a different Rasha from the plural. Arve Shtayim. Arve teaches us that there are two mitzvos of Arava. Achas l'lulav, v'achas l'migdash. There's one mitzvah of Arava for the Aravos and the lulav, but then there's another mitzvah of Arava, and that is the to be makif the mizbeach and Oshana Rabbah with the Aravos. That's the Arava shel migdash. V'rabbanan l'migdash minalahu. How are the Rabbanan going to know this din of Aravos for the migdash? So hilchso gemiri lahu. That they know as Allah l'moshe misinai. Dam Rabasi, am Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabasi said in them Rabbi Yochanan, eser netios, Arava, v'nisa chamayim, alach al Moshe Misinai. Three things that are alach al Moshe Misinai, Arava is one of them. The other two is Eser Netios. Eser Netios is, Rashi explains that Eser Netios refers to the concept that if you have 10 trees that are scattered around in a field that's a Beis Sa'a, that are equally dispersed throughout the Beis Sa'a, which is Nun Amah by Nun Amah, 50 by 50 Amos, so the halach is you're allowed to plow the entire Beisa Erev Shemitah year all the way up until Rosh Hashanah, because even though generally speaking there's a mitzvah in the Torah to be Mosef Mechol al HaKodesh and to start being Noheg Halachos of Shemitah a little bit early, the Gemara has a special drasha to teach us that we're Mosef Mechol al HaKodesh even on the Shemitah year, and therefore 30 days before Rosh Hashanah we already start being Noheg Dinim of Shemitah, but when there's Eser Netios Halachos Moshe Misinai that you're allowed to plow in that area until Rosh Hashanah so that they don't dry out, but that's only if it's at least 10 scattered in an area equally of 50 by 50 amos. So that's the din of Eser Netios. Arava, we know, is what we were talking about now, is the Arava of the Mikdash, and Nisuch HaMayim, by the Tamid Shel Shachar, throughout the days of Sukkot, they would bring water and pour the water by the Mizbeach. So that's a special din of Nisuch HaMayim. We're going to learn more about that a little bit later on in the Masechta. Now the Kapos Tamarim is Medayik. What's the chiluk between the two drashas in the Braisa? We say Arvi Nachal Gedelin al Nachal, the first price, and then we said Arvi Nachal Sha'ala Shalom Mashuch Kenachal. So he says first the Drasha Rishona is a Machshir Tzavtzifa, which is also Gadol al Nachal, but the second Drasha would Pasel Tzavtzifa because its leaf is not Mashuch Kenachal, even though it's Gedela by the Nachal. But then the Kabbalah Swarm says that can't be the difference because the price later on is going to say Tzavtzifa is Pasel, and we darshan from Pasukin Yecheskel that it's Midivrei Kabbalah. So he says, no, the chiluk must be that according to the first drasha, the pasuk is coming to be Mait L'Chadchila, that which is Gadol Baharim. That L'Chadchila we should avoid, even though maybe kosher, we should avoid L'Chadchila, those are ravels that grow in mountain areas. But the second drasha would tell us, that it's only coming to be Mait Tzavtifa, and the ravels that grow in Harim are even kosher L'Chadchila. So there may be enough kamina between the two drashas that are mentioned in this first brisa. That's how the Kapos Tamarim suggests nafkamina might be what our attitude is toward those aravos that grow in a mountainous area. Good. So the Gemara says for the Tan Rabban we have a brisa. Arve Nachal Hagedelos al Nachal Prat Letzavtzva Hagedela Bin Aharim. Arve Nachal comes to tell me that which grows by the Nachal, as opposed to Tzavtzva which grows by the mountains. Amar Rabbi Zera Mikra. So Rabbi Zera says, what's the pasuk that tells us that Tzavtzva is a second rate type of arava and therefore should not be used? That's a Rashi in the sense of Mikra. The Tzavtzva Legriusa. How do I know that Tzavtzva is something that's worse. That's Lagriusa. Velo mina da aravahi, denarbi amayarvi mikol makom. And it's not one of the minim of arava that we would include from the plural usage of arve, because we said arve comes to include arve mikol makom, shal baal, vishal harim, all of these other kinds of aravos. How do I know that tzavtzafa doesn't even make the cut of arve, that it's not to be included, even with a plural word, that it's a second rate kind of arava? So says the Gemara, because the pasuk says in Yecheskel, in Tochcha for Klal Yisrael, Kachal Mayim Rabim Tzavtzafa Samo. Kachal Mayim Rabim, but instead Tzavtzafa was there. So what was supposed to be Kachal Mayim Rabim, what was supposed to be an Arava, instead was a Tzavtzafa. I was using imagery to describe how Klal Yisrael wasn't up to snuff, that we didn't quite live up to the expectations. So we say we were supposed to be Aravos, but instead we were Tzavtzafa. So you see that Tzavtzafa is on a lower level. Amrle Abayi V'dilma Prusha K'mefarish. Kachal Mayim Rabim, Mayniu Tzavtzafa. How do you know that that's what the pasuk is saying? Maybe the pasuk is just describing what Kachal Mayim Rabim is. Kach al mayim rabim, take that which is al mayim rabim, which grows al mayim rabim, and you want to know what that is? Tzavtzafa, it's tzavtzafa. Maybe that's what it's saying. It's not that tzavtzafa is a lower level. Maybe it's just a description. Im kein my samo. But then what's the word samo doing at the end of the pasuk? So it must be that it's not descriptive, but rather it's a different item entirely. Amr Bivo, Amr HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bivo explained, what's the pasuk saying? That Hashem says, Ani amarti sho Yisrael lefanai ki kachal mayim rabim. I said that Klal Yisrael should be in front of me like that which is kachal mayim rabim. Meaning I thought that Klal Yisrael was supposed to be like an arava. Umayniyu arava. Vehein samu atzman ki tzavtzva shebaharim. But instead, they decided to make themselves like the tzavtzva shebaharim, like this second-rate kind of arava, this lower-level kind of arava, like the tzavtzva in the mountain. So the Chassam Sofer explains that Kodesh Baruch Hu says even Reikonim Shebehem that are Nimshala Arava, meaning Chassam Sofer points out that when we look at the Dalaminim as four types of Jews, so Arava is the worst, right? The Arava is the one that has no Tam and no Reach, so Arava represents the lowest of the Jews. So even the Reikonim Shebehem that are Nimshala Arava should be Kikachal Mayim Rabim of the Chachmei Torah, Milei Mitzvos Karimon, based on the Chachmei Ador. The Chachmei Ador should fill them up with mitzvos and should inspire them, but they made themselves Kitzavtzif Hashem, Mitzavtzifim. Mitzavtzif means like to chirp, that they mock the Nevi'ei Hashem v'chachamav, they mock the Chachmei HaTorah, and therefore that's what makes them puzzle, meaning even those who are Reikonim, even those who have nothing, should still be able to be Kachal Mayim Rabim, because there's the Mayim Rabim of the Chachmei HaTorah. If they would open themselves up to the inspiration of the Chachmei HaTorah, so it would be, they would have what to gain. But once they mock the Chachmei HaTorah, then they're not going to have a chelek in the Torah, because they're Mevaza, the Chachmei HaMasorah. So we pointed out yesterday at Shal Shudas, the Rambam writes that there are three different types of people who are called apikorsim, and one of the categories of an apikoris is someone who's mevaza the Chachmei HaMasorah, someone who's mevaza magideha, someone who's mevaza the people who are the magide Torah. That's one of the definitions of an apikoris. So that locks a person off from Torah. That's tzavtzafa, those who mock and say bad things about the Chachmei HaTorah. Ika demashin lahaykra masnisa. Others say have this pasuk connected directly to the Mishnah or to the Brisa. Kachal Mayim Rabim Tzavtzafa Samo Maskefla Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira asked, "V'dilma Prusha Kamefarish Kachal Mayim Rabim Mayniu Tzavtzafa Imkein My Samo." If that were the case, then what's the Samo? I'm Rabbi Yevo. I'm Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Yevo explains that the pasuk is telling us that Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, "Ani Amarti Shu Yisrael Lefanei Kachal Mayim Rabim Umayniu Arava V'Hein Samo Atzman Ketzavtzafa Shebaharim." Good. That's the same drasha just applied in a more direct way, but it is exactly the same drasha. So that's what teaches us about that tzavtzafa's puzzle. Now that we know that it's puzzle and that arava is kosher, arava is the one that has leaves that are mashal kenachal is kosher. So the Gemara is going to quote a braisa that's going to identify all of the differences between arava and tzavtzafa. So Tan Rabbanan, ezu arava is vezu tzavtzafa. What? How would you identify what is an arava and what is a tzavtzafa? So arava, kana shala edom, the stalk is red, va'ala shala mashuch, and the leaves are mashuch, the leaves are long as opposed to round, upia chalak, and the edges are smooth edges on an arava. But tzavtzafa has the opposite. Kana shala lavan, its stalk is white, not red, va'ala shala agul, and its leaf is round, upia domal Domel Lamagal, and it's the mouth of it is Domel Lamagal, is like a round cutting instrument where all of its pegimos are Rashi says are notos l'tzad echad, all face one direction, that they're bent toward the base yad, toward the handle of the magal, as opposed to a masar, which Rashi says is a sword where the pegimos are straight down, so both edges of the saw, where both edges of the ridges of the saw are where in either direction it's the same. The edges of the saw face straight down, but the magal they all face in one direction. The edges face all toward the handle. So Vatanya, but then we have a brisa that says Doma lemagal kasher, Doma lemeser pasul. That if it's Doma lemagal, it's kasher. If it's Doma lemeser, it's going to be pasul. It's only pasul if it's like a saw, not if it's like a magal. So Amar Rabbi Kitanya hi bechilfa gila. Now that brisa is only talking about a chilfa gila, which in the Torah says, the Torah writes that yesh min aravin simtaf reish mem zayin, that there's a type of arava shekanish la edom that has the red stalk va'alish la mashkan, has long leaves upia inu chalak lagamri, but the edges are not totally smooth ela shedoma lemagal shepigimosea akumos v'notol satzad echad, but the ridges on the leaves are like a magal. That's going to be kosher. So that's what we say is going to be kosher. That's what the brisa is talking about when it says doma lemagal is kosher. Amar Rabbi Shmamina hay chilfa gila kasher loshana. So what we do see from there is that this chilfa gila is kosher to use for the aravos in your lulav. So says Mar Pshita, of course it's kasher. Why wouldn't it be? Mao de tema hol visle shem livoy lonis kasher. I might have thought that since it has a shem livoy, since it has some other name other than just arava, that it shouldn't be kasher. Kamashmla, and therefore it comes to tell me that it is kasher. The question of the Gemara is a little troubling. What do you mean Pshita? The Marsha points out, why is it so Pshita? Misvaru, we would say that since it has one of the simanim, the lipsul, meaning there are three simanim, what makes a kasher arava? The red branch, the red stalk, the long leaves, and the smooth edges of the leaves. This only has two out of the three. The leaves' edges aren't smooth. So one might have thought that only when you have all three simanim is it going to be kosher. And that's what Rabbi is coming to be mechadesh, that the ikur is that there shouldn't have all the simanim psul, but that you don't need all the simanim kashrus. So a little bit difficult why the Gemara assumes that it's going to be that it's a davar pashut. So the Marsha explains that in the stira of the brisos, it's muchach that even though there's a siman shel psul, it's still going to be kasher as long as it doesn't have all the simanim psul. Meaning at this point in the Gemara, it's pshita, because at this point in the Gemara, based on how we answered the stira between the two brisos about the doma lemagal, so we already discovered that it's going to be kasher if it's not missing even if it doesn't have all of the simane kashrus. The Relazim Rosh Horovitz in the back of the Gemara says, no, the question of Pshita is that we see that Chilfa Gila grows by the Nachal, so it's going to be called Arve Nachal. In terms of what the Torah sets out as the requirements of an Arava, this should meet the requirements, because it does Taka grow by a Nachal, so it should be Arve Nachal. So that's the Pshita. But anyway, so we would have thought that it's not called Arve Nachal because it has a Shem Livoy, so Kamash Mela Natso. Ve'ema Hachanami, but maybe Taka the Shem Livoy makes it possible. So says Mar Arve Nachal, Amar Rachmanu Mikol Makom. Now that's the plural. The plural tells me that no matter what, it doesn't matter. It's going to be. It includes other things other than what we would have automatically included because of the plural terminology. So that includes even this type of arava. Amar Rav Chista, Hani Thas Mili Yishtani Shemayim Mikicharv Beis Hamikdash. There are three things whose names have changed. Whose in language we just call it different things after the Churban Abayis. Number one, Chalafta Aravta Aravta Chalafta. What we used to call arava, we call chalafta. They used to call chalafta, we call arava. Mainav kamina lululav. Why is that important to know? Because if you ask for an arava for a lulav, you're probably going to get a chalafta, and that's not going to be kosher. You want to get an arava, so it's important to know that the name has changed since the times of the Beis Hamikdash. Another thing whose name has changed: shipura chatzotrasa, chatzotrasa shipura. What they used to call a shofar, we now call chatzotros. What they used to call chatzotros, we now call shofar. Mainav kamina l'shofar.
Hashanah. Big Naf Kamina. We know that you can only be Yotze with a shofar, not with Chatzotzos in Rosh Hashanah. But that means that what they used to call shofar, not what they call shofar now. A third thing, Paturta, Patura, Patura, Paturta. There are different types of tables. There's a large table and a small table. What they used to call, one of them is called Patura, one is called Paturta. What they used to call Patura is now called Paturta, and what they used to call Paturta is now called Patura. L'may Naf Kamina, there's no halacha about tables, so what's the Naf Kamina in knowing whether you're referring to a large table or a small table when you say patura, paturta, what difference does it make? Lemecha chumemker. The nafkamina is if you're buying a table and you signed a contract with the guy that he's supposed to provide you with a patura and he provided you with something that you weren't expecting. So lemecha chumemker is going to be the nafkamina to know whether you have a taina on him. So you have to know or to know what to expect. So that's the nafkamina. Am Rabbi Afa Niyom. Rabbi says it's not just three things. There's another thing that also changed. Beikasi uvlila, huvlila beikasi, different parts of the inside of an animal. When we're dealing with lachlus of an animal, after shechting an animal, so the beikasi is called uvlila, huvlila is called the beikasi. L'may nafkamina, what's nafkamina there? L'machar enim sabo vebesakosos. There are certain halachos about needles that are found in different parts of the animal, whether it's going to make it a trefa or not. So if you learn a halacha about the besakosos, you have to know whether we're talking about what we call the beikasi, the besakosos, or whether it's what we call some other part of the animal. Amar Rava Bar Yosef Afani Omer. He says, I could give you a fifth thing that changed. Bavel, Borsif, Borsif, Bavel. The place that they used to call Bavel is now called Borsif. The place that they used to call Borsif is now Bavel. L'may Nafkamina, L'gite Nashim. Nafkamina is going to be for Gittin. What does it mean that Nafkamina is going to be for Gittin? So Rashi says, someone who's maybe get Mechutz La'aretz, the first Mishnah in Gittin tells us that when a person is a Shliach to bring again Mechutz La'aretz, he has to say B'fanei Nachtam, B'fanei Nachtam. He has to certify that he saw the get being written, he saw the get being signed, and that's a Kiyum HaGet. That works as a Kiyumaget. And there are two possible reasons why he has to say that. Either because we're not going to be able to find Edim to be Mekayim the Get, because people didn't travel so much from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, so it would be difficult to find Edim to be Mekayim the signatures in the Get, to certify the Get, so we allow for this type of Kiyum by the Shliach himself, saying B'fanei Nachtam, B'fanei Nachtam. Or because we don't trust that the Batei Din in Bavel knew how to write a Get Lishma, and therefore we need the Shliach to certify that it was done Lishma. But that's only when you bring a Get from Bavel. But if you bring a Get from Eretz Yisrael, then you don't have to worry about B'fanei Nechtav or B'fanei Nechtam. That's how Rashi says over here. Tosos quotes Rashi, and then he says, but you should know there's an alternate pshat that Rashi quotes in Shabbos Taf Lamed Vav, where he says, Lashon Acher D'Nafkamina Li'inyon Shmo U'Shma Shem Yiro V'Shem Yira, that the Nafkamina about whether it's Bavel or Borsif is because in the Get you need to write the name of the man, the name of the woman, the name of the cities that they come from. So since you have to write Shem Yiro V'Shem Yira, so you have to make sure that you're writing the correct city. Is it Bavel? Is it Borsif? So you have to write it down correctly. That's the Nafkamina, L'gite Nashim. But says Tosfos, he does not believe that that Pshat is correct, because you do not have to write the name of the country. You only have to write the name of the city. Bavel is not the name of a city. It's the Shem HaMedina. The Shem HaMedina, you certainly don't have to write. The Gemara says, Aritzol Zisal Bavel, and it says in Asar Yochsen in Maseches Kedushin, Ad Heichanu Bavel, and we don't write the Shem HaMedina Beget, meaning Tos just proves that it is a Medina, it is not a city. We only write the Shem Ha'ir in a Get, therefore it's not going to chap a Nafkamina for Gittin in terms of what we write in the specific Get. It's only going to chap a Nafkamina about whether you say B'fanei Nechtav U'B'fanei Nechtam. Says in the Mishnah now, new Mishnah, Rabbi Shmuel Lomer, and Tabalam Lam Dalar Mbez, Rabbi Shmuel Lomer, Shlosha Adasim in your Lulav Bandul, you should have three Adasim, Ushtei Aravos and two Aravos, Lulav Echad, one Lulav Ve'esrog Echad, and one Esrog. Afilu Shnayim Ketum Ve'echad Eino Katum. When it comes to the three Adasim, even if two of them are clipped at the top and one of them is not clipped, one of them is whole, still that's fine. According to the Tanakhama, Rabbi Rashi points out that the Gemara is going to ask, what do you mean that's fine? Manavshach, if your old Katum is Pasul, so then none of them should be allowed to be Katum. You need three, so you should need three kosher ones. And if your old Katum is not Pasul, then all of them should be allowed to be Katum. What's Afil Shnayim Katumim and one of them not Katum? So the Gemara is going to deal with that. Rabbi Tafran Omar Afil Shlashen Katum. Rabbi Tafran, we understand very well. He says even all three could be chopped off at the top. Why could all three? Because he holds that Katum is not a Psul. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Kashem Shalulav Echad Vechsrog Echad Kachadas Echad Va'arava Achas. That just like it's one lulav and one esrog, it's also one hadas and one arava. That there aren't different numbers for everything. It's one of each of the dalin minim that's required. So says Gemara Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, pre eitz hadar echad. We darshan pre eitz hadar. That's in the singular, so that means echad. That it's one. That a person only takes one esrog. Kapos tamarim echad. When it says kapas tamarim, even though it's pronounced kapos, it sounds like it's in the singular, and therefore it's echad. Anaf eitz avos shlosha. Anaf eitz avos, it's three words. Rashi says anaf eitz avos is three, and that's how we darshan anaf chad eitz chad avos chad, an unusual drasha that we're darshaning based on the number of words that it uses to describe hadasim, that you're supposed to have three hadasim. Tos asks the obvious kasha, pre eitz hadar, it's also three words to describe the esrog, so it's difficult to understand why the number of words should be the determinant in terms of how many to take, because it doesn't seem to work by the esrog nor by the lulav. Kapos tamarin is two words, so Tosos asked that kashim tamar v'nema pre eitz hadar shlosha. So he says the midrasha de eitz tashin shetam eitzu per yoshavim. We already use eitz for a different drasha to tell me that tam eitzu per yoshava. So pre eights we already used, so we only have one extra word to tell us that it's only one. So meaning we're not even the word, we just use a simple mashmalos of the pasuk, which is that pre is in the singular. That's why we don't make the similar drasha by esrog that we do to hadasim. Arve nachal teaches us that one is supposed to have two aravos. Tosus points out, afilu nosim kama hadasim v'kama aravos belulav ein ze baltosif. Even though we say that you're supposed to have two aravos and three hadasim, if you add in many hadasim, many aravos, don't worry, it's not baltosif. Afilu man yamar tzarech eged. Even if you all belulav tzarech eged, it's not baltosif to add extras in. Elim ken mosif min acher. Unless you add another min into the lulav. Tosus says, I already explained this in Mesach Rosh Hashanah, where we discuss the dinim baltosif. Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Ches, he discusses why it is that that blowing mea kolos, that blowing 100 kolos is not a violation of baltosif. And Tosif says the yisod that when you do more of the same thing, that's not baltosif. You do an action repeatedly, that's not going to be baltosif. But it's baltosif when you add to the zman of the mitzvah, or when you add a new min to the mitzvah, fifth parsha to the tefillin. So it just doesn't fit the gedder of baltosif. You can add as many as you want. Now Tosif raises a kasha in the previous Tosos, anaf eitz avos shlosha, at the beginning of the previous Tosos, pirush b'kuntres anaf chad eitz chad avos chad v'teimad l'elu kimna anaf eitz anaf chofen aseitzo v'dashin nami eitz avos kalua kamin kalia, that we do use anaf eitz avos for other drushos as well. So that's also a little bit difficult to understand why that should be the case, that anaf eitz avos is free to teach me a drusha that you're supposed to have three hadasim. Okay, but the Braisa goes on, v'afilu shnayim ketum v'echot sheino katum. Even if two of the hadasim are clipped at the top and one of them is not, that's still kosher according to the Tanakam, according to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Tarfon omer shlosha v'afilu shlosha ketumim. Rabbi Tarfon says all three could be clipped at the top. Rabbi Akiva omer kashem shalul v'echot v'esrog echad kas kach hadas echad v'arava achas. Just like one lulav and one esrog, so too one hadas, one arava. So amar lo Rabbi Lezer. So Rabbi Lezer says, yachli esrog iman v'aguda achas. You can tell me you need one of each. I might think that you should bind the esrog together with the lulav hadasim and aravos all in one aguda. So amar v'chinamar pre eitz hadar v'kapas tamarim. No, it doesn't say pre eitz hadar v'kapas tamarim. V'alo lo nemar ela kapas tamarim. It says pre eitz hadar kama kapos tamarim, etc. So that tells you that pre eitz hadar should be separate from the kapos tamarim. Now, while it is supposed to be separate, the halacha is that you're supposed to hold them near each other. That when you hold the dalet minim, you're supposed to put them together. The Beis Yosef writes that it doesn't say in the Gemara, the poskim, that you need to be mechaber the esrog to the lulav at the time of the nanuim and to shake them all together. But that's the way we do it. He says, he quotes the Rakanti, Rabbi Nachum Rakanti, that says that you have to be somich liyasruk to the other minim, not to be mafrida min abinyan. And the Rakanti writes that it was this secret was nigle lov bechalom. It was revealed to him in a dream. Because what happened was that Lel Yom Tov Rishon Shel Sukkos, when he was by a certain chassid echad Ashkenazi, Shmo Harav Rabbeinu Yitzchak, he was a visitor by an Ashkenazi rabbi for the Yontif of Sukkos, and he saw in a dream that night that this guest wrote the Shem Hashem, was writing over the, or he had this guest who was writing this Ashkenazi rabbi was his guest, and he was writing the Shem Hashem in his dream. He saw this guy writing the Shem Hashem, and he wrote the Yud, and he wrote the Hey, and he wrote the Vav, and then he put the last Hey far away from the other three Osios, and he said to him, "What are you doing?" And he said, "What do you mean? That's the minhag in our makom that we write the Shem Hashem in that way." So he says, "Ridiculous! You can't. That's not a minhag. That's not the Shem Hashem at all." And he had no idea what this dream meant. And he woke up the next morning and he sees this rabbi taking the lulav with the adasim and the aravos in one hand over here and the esrog in the other hand over here. And he was taking them like that to be able to the mitzvah. He said, "What are you doing? That's not the way. That's not the tzura of how you take the dalaminim." He said, "No, that's the minhag in my makom. That's what we do." So we realize what the dream was all about. It's to show that it's ridiculous, that it's not a minhag, to show that by the esrog it's also not a minhag. That the minhag is that even though we don't put the esrog ba'aguda achas, bound together with the lulav and adasim and the aravos, but we still have to hold it together. So a lot of times people, you're supposed to hold it in a different hand, but you're supposed to hold it together. When you go around the beam of Ayoshanos, a lot of times people struggle with that. Either they separate it or they try to hold it all in one hand. Really, it's supposed to be held in two hands, and you're supposed to hold them together in two hands. It's hard to balance a sitter when you're doing that. So it says, Minayin Shema'akvin Zazah, how do we know that the Dalaminim are Ma'akiv each other? Tamalomer Lukachtem Shel Te Luki Chatama. That's why it says Lukachtem, to teach us that it needs to be a Luki Chatama. So that's how we know that they are Ma'akiv each other. Tosus points out over here, Mehai Taimanami Paslin. That's the same reason that we say that an esrog chaser is possible, because it's not lekachtem, it's not a lekichatama. So he says, wait a second. We have two different drashas from Lekachtem. One that the esrog can't be chaser, and one that you need all four minim, that they're ma'akiv each other. The fact that the esrog can't be chaser, that's only a problem on the first day if the esrog is chaser. After Yom Rishon, so no problem. Lekachtem lechem by Yom HaRishon. So that's only din Yom Rishon. Why is it that the dal minim are ma'akiv each other is a psul for all 7 days of Sukkot? Why isn't that also? It's from the same word. So why isn't that also only a din in the first day? The time of Parashi Breish Pirkin. So he says, you have to chazer over, tell us on Chavtesam and Beis. That's where I describe that there's a difference between the dinim at the very end of that Tosus. He said there's a difference between the different types of dinim. The ikar alakicha, kagon dal minim alakicha lakalechad, tikun bashar yomi kendo raisa. Anything that's part of the ikar alakicha, he said on Chavtesam and Beis, we're knowing on all the other days the same way as the first day, and also by Hadar. But that which is Chasar and Sha'ul, they were not Masakin the rest of the days like the first day. Again, a difficult answer in Tosos to understand, but that's what Tosos says over there. Now, the second half of this Tosos just points out that the Gemara in Menachos has a difficult to understand line where it says that which the Dalaminim are Ma'akev each other, that's only She'ein Lo if you don't have all four. But if you have all four, then they're not Ma'akev each other. So what does that mean? If you have all four, they're not ma'akev each other. So he quotes the Bahag. The Bahag holds that means that you don't have to lift them all at the same time. You could pick up your lulav, then your adasim, then your aravos, then your esrog, and you could be yotzei that way as well. Meaning, as long as they're all there, they're not ma'akev each other, that they have to be done at the same time. Tosa says, v'davar temahu lo markein. Dekivin dekulo mitzvah achas, heichuilu, b'zeh achazeh. He says, what a tema to say such a thing, that you can pick them up one after the other. It's all one mitzvah. How could you be yotzei one after the other? It doesn't make sense. It's got to be that you have to pick it up all at once. What do you do with that Gemara Menachos? So he says, Rabbeinu Tami Giyah B'Sifro Lo Shana D'Ma'akvin Mishum Tama Ela She'ein Lo Aval Yesh Lo Tamahu Afal Pish Lo Chibro Ba'agdo K'darmini Lo Dashi Rabban L'Kicha L'Kicha L'Rabbi Dosh L'Kicha Mashmali D'Lavi Tama Elim Kein Agdo. What it's all saying is that you don't need to bind. If you hold that, you don't need the Lulav Ein Sarach Aged. So as long as you have all four, you don't need to bind the Lulav, the Adasim, and the Aravos together in order to be be yotze the mitzvah, that it's just a nice lechatchila din as a hidur, but it's not something that's required to be yotze the mitzvah. But not that you can pick up one after the other. No way, no one ever said such a thing, that you can pick up one after the other. So frankly, the Gemara now for Rabbi Shmuel's shita was difficult to understand. Rashi already promised us the Gemara is going to ask this question, because Rabbi Shmuel had said that yes, you need three adasim, but two of them could have the top of them chopped off, and but as long as one is not, as long as one is still complete. Well, Rabbi Shmuel manavshach ish shleimin vayi, if he requires that they be shleimin libayi namikulu, then all of them should have to be shleimin. All three should have to be intact. Ilo bayi shleimin, and if they don't have to be shleimin, afilu chad namilo, then none of them should have to be intact. Why do any of them have to be intact? Amr bira, amr rabbi ami. Chazer bar Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel changed his mind. Rabbi Shmuel was chazer on what he originally said. Meaning, Rabbi Shmuel originally said you need three adasim, and then he goes and he says only one of them needs to be intact. That's his way of saying you only really need one hadas. You don't need three adasim. Am Rabbi Dura Shmuel halacha Rabbi Tarfon, that we pass like Rabbi Tarfon, that all three could be ketumim. That all three could be chopped at the top. They don't need to be shleimin. Vaza Shmuel Taimei. This is Shmuel the Shitaso. Damelu Shmuel Lahanu de Mizavni Asa. Shmuel told the people who were selling hadasim. Actually, we have a few bits of advice throughout the Masechta already for people who sell hadasim. So Shmuel is telling the people who sell hadasim. He told them that they better keep their prices in check and not charge too much, because everyone's looking for three adasim. And he says, look, and if you don't give the good prices, then I'm going to tell everyone that they could pass on like Rabbi Tarfon, that even the hadasim that are ketumim are kosher. So my taima, why would he say that? Ilei mishum de mekel, if he's just trying to be mekel, v'lidish luk Rabbi Akiva de mekel tfei. He could be dorish like Rabbi Akiva, who's even more mekel, that hadas achas, that they, all you need is one hadas. So that would be an even bigger kula. So why is he threatening only to pasken like Rabbi Tarfon? So it's lasa ketumi shchichi chad v'lo katum lo shchiach. No, he yields Rabbi Tarfon as the bigger kula, because it was easier to find three ketumim than it was to find one shalem at that time. And that's why he held that to say like Rabbi Tarfon would be a bigger kula, would be a bigger hit to the hadas salesman than to paskin like Rabbi Akiva. Now, how many hadasim and ravels? So at the end of the day, we said that we paskin that we need three, like it says at first, like Rabbi Shmuel said at first, that we need three hadasim and two ravels, even though it was chazav or Rabbi Shmuel in the end. But we paskin like Rabbi Shmuel, like it says in the Brisa, that anaf eitz ravels is a drasha, tells me three. The Rambam in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Lulav Halacha Zayin, the Rambam writes that Tosfos had said that you could add hadasim haravos as many as you want, as many hadasim as you want, as many haravos as you want. That's not Bal Tosif. Says the Rambam, v'imrotza lahosif bahadas kedei shetia aguda gedola mosif v'noy mitzvahu. If you want to add hadasim in order to have a bigger bundle, go ahead. It's noy mitzvah. It just makes it beautiful. It's wonderful. Aval shar haminin ein mosif in al minyanam. But when it comes to any of the other minim, you're not allowed to add. The Rambam holds, even aravos, you're not allowed to add. You're only allowed to add hadasim, according to the Rambam. Question is, what's the difference between hadasim and the other minim? And it's difficult to say that the noy mitzvah is the matir of the Bal Tosif. That really, it's normally Bal Tosif to add any extra minim. But the noy mitzvah of having extra hadasim beats out the Bal Tosif, and that the Rambam holds, noy mitzvah is only accomplished with hadasim and not by aravos. Why would that be the case? Why is it only more beautiful when you add the greenery of the hadasim and not the darker green of the aravos? Why would that be true? So if Salvation explains in Hare Kedem Simen Kuf Lamed, he says it seems that the din of three hadasim is different than the din of all of the other numbers that we have in the of the other minim. By all the other minim, it's a din minyan b'maisa lakicha, that you dafka have to have esrog echad, lulav echad, which the Gemara darshins, priyei tzadar echad, kapos tamarim achas, and bezar ravos also is a din minyan, arvei, plural, that it's shtayim. It's from the pashut reading of the pasuk. But the three hadasim is not from the pashut reading of the pasuk, and therefore it's not a din minyan at all. Where do we learn it from? Anaf eitz avos shlosha. It doesn't say three anywhere. It doesn't say it in singular to darshan one. It doesn't say in plural. There's no three anywhere. But by the other minim, it's very clear in the pasuk, just the simple reading of the pasuk, how many it is. Rashi says, as we pointed out before, that it's based on the words of the pasuk, but Tosfos has trouble with that because we said enough. We already used some of those drashas, and Tosfos leaves it as a tema. The Piskei Arid says that the makar for is the fact that it says avos, anaf eitz avos, meaning ein avos pachos mishlosha, that avos is always with three. So if it's going to describe it as avos, it means that it has to be at least three, and that's going on the leaves that have to grow avos, that it shouldn't be shota, but not only that, that it also the number of stalks, that it should be three. So that's a din in avos, that adasim are not considered anaf eitz avos unless you have three adasim. But it's not a din that you need dafka the number three. It's just that it's not called avos unless you have at least three. So therefore the Rambam is going to hold. So since it's not a din minyan that's knowing by the hadas, so you're allowed to be mosif to the minyan adasim. And then kal v'chomer, it's going to be avos. It's going to be a kiyum of avos. But it's not a din in a number. Nafka mina l'diner of Soloveitchik points out, by the dal minim, the Rambam paskins, that you are allowed to take him b'zeh achazeh, like the Bahag that Tosfos quoted. That you don't have to take them all at one time. That you can take them b'zeh achazeh. So it would seem, therefore, that the two aravos, you don't have to take both aravos at the same time either. You can take the aravos one right after the other, because sof you're taking beis aravos, and the din is you have to take two aravos, and that would be fine. What about three adasim? Can you take the three adasim zeh achar zeh? So if it were a din minyan, so then yeah, it would be, why not? You're taking all of them, and the Rambam holds you're allowed to do zeh achar zeh. But if it's din avos, that it's only called avos, it's only called anaf eitz avos. When you're holding three of them, less than three is not called anaf eitz avos, then taking three adasim b'zeh achar zeh wouldn't be good. Because when you're taking three adasim b'zeh achar zeh, you're never taking anaf eitz avos. So that would be the nafkamina ladina in this understanding of the Rambam, that the three of the adasim is fundamentally different than the other numbers that we have by the other minim. Okay, let's see the Mishnah. New Mishnah about Esrog now. Esrog ha-gazul va-yavish pasul, b'shal asher v'shal nedachas pasul. So those are the halachas that we've had by everything already. That an Esrog that's stolen, that's dried out is pasul. If it's from an asherishu, from an nedachas, also pasul. Shal orla pasul. An Esrog that's orla, that comes from a tree that was planted in the first 3 years, is pasul. Shal it's asr ba'na, and it's pasul to use as an Esrog. The Gemara is going to dash it. Why? Shal truma temeya, pasul. If the esrog is from truma tameya, so that is also pasul. The Rashba says that even though that calls man that the truma is in the hands of Yisrael, he could be shoel on the truma and undo its status as truma. Still, you're not allowed to be yotze with it. And the raya is that the Mishnah is not mechalik and just says stam shel truma tameya pasul. Doesn't say shel truma tameya biyad kohen that it's pasul. So even though it's still biyad Yisrael and you could still undo it, you could still make it that it's not truma. Still, it's going to be to be possible. Okay, so the Tshuva Shara Ephraim raises the question that even if the Yisrael were to be shol on the Truma, he still wouldn't be allowed to be yotze with it, because what would happen if he'd be shol on the Truma? It would then turn into Tevel, and you're not allowed to be mafresh Truma Semaisos and Yantiv. So anyway, it would be possible, because Tevel you're not allowed to use either. So he's Miyashiv, the Shara Melech Miyashiv, that the Rashba must hold like the Sheet of the Ramban, that an Esrog Shal Tevel is kosher, and therefore, if you were to be shol on the Truma, Itaka would be kosher, but still, the Rashba makes the point of saying that even when it's beyond Yisrael, it's going to be, even if it's in still in the hands of the Yisrael, not the Kohen, it's still going to be possible, because right now it's Truma. Shel Truma Tahora, what if it's Truma Tahora, it's not Truma Temeya? So then, Lo Yitol Vim Natal Kasher, you shouldn't take it, but if you do take it, it's going to be Kasher. Shel Demai, if it's Shel Demai, if you have an Esrog that you don't know whether the Trumas Maestros have been separated from, because you bought it from an Ama Aretz, who's Kasher not to be Mafresh Maestros, Beishamei Pulsin and Beisil Machshirin. Beishamei says it's possible. Beisil holds that it's kosher. Shall Meister Sheni Birushalayim, if it's Meister Sheni in Yerushalayim, which is allowed to be eaten in Yerushalayim, lo yitol, you shouldn't take it, but v'im not al kosher. If you did use it for the mitzvah, it's kosher. Also, Chazaz Zal Rubo, if a discoloration comes over for the rove of the Esrog, nitla pitmaso, or the pitm is missing, nikla, for if it's peeled, nistak, or cracked, and nike, if it's punctured, v'chaser kalshu, in a way that it's chaser, possible. Then it's going to be possible. Also, chazaz is al miyuto, but if only a minority of it has a discoloration, not al ukso, or the stem is removed. Nike velo chaser kolshu, or it's punctured in a way that it's not chaser at all, then it's kosher. Esrog akushi pasul, an esrog that's black is pasul. Vayaro kikarti, if the esrog is green like grass, if it's green like a leek, if it's a dark green, Rameir makshiv Rabbi Yehuda pasul. That's a machlokas. Rameir says kosher, Rabbi Yehuda says pasul. We paskin that it's pasul if it's yaro kikarti. The green esrogim that we have, we assume are not yaro kikarti, that they're for whatever reason not considered yaro kikarti. Shir esrog akatan, what's the minimum size of an esrog? So this we saw already. Rameir omer ke'egos. Rameir holds that it's the size of an egos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kebetzer. Rabbi Yehuda says that it's size of Kebetzer. The Gemara wanted to prove from that line that Rabbi Yehuda holds that an Esrog needs to be Hadar, because why else would it need to be the size of a Kebetzer? But the Gemara said, no, it's just a din in Gemara Pri. He holds that it's not a ripened fruit unless it's the size of a Kebetzer. It has nothing to do with Hadar. Ubegadol, what's the maximum size of an Esrog? So this also, Kadesh Yochas Shnayim Biyado, Div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds it just has to be big enough that you could hold two, that it cannot, can be no bigger than being able to hold two of them in one hand. If they're too big that you wouldn't be able to hold two of them in one hand, then it is too big. So the Gemara wanted to prove from that earlier also that Rabbi Yehuda holds you need Hadar. The Gemara says, no, Rabbi Yehuda is just concerned that if you try to switch hands because you accidentally picked it up in the wrong hand, you can end up dropping it and pasling it. That's why it needs to be small enough to hold Shnayim Biyado Achas. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Afilu Echad B'Shtei Yadav. Rabbi Yossi says, no, even those giant Temaniya Strogim are okay. Even Achas B'Shtei Yadav is going to be kosher. There's a lot to talk about in this Mishnah, particularly when it comes to Shel Demai. It sounds that an esrog shel tavel gomer sounds like it's pasul, because we say shel demai is going to be a problem, is a machlokas tanoim. So what's the problem? Because it might be tevel. So it makes, is the mashmos is that tevel gomer is going to be pasul, and that of course would lead to a whole conversation about what the relationship is between tevel and demai. All right, Bez Hashem, for a different time, we should have time to get into all this. Oh, yeah.